Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
10 years of persecution, and now this. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, time's getting close to when the Supreme Court will announce whether they take our case, the Kim Davis case, which we're praying they will, because she has quite a large amount of money that they're asking from her, as well as the hopes is that we can eventually overturn Obergefell.
Yeah, they tried to destroy Kim Davis, these two men, but their assault may, I pray, backfire. For 10 long years, two men, David Ermold and David Moore, they used the Obergefell 2015 so-called marriage opinion to harass Kim Davis simply because she wanted a religious accommodation, and she asked for a very simple accommodation: remove her name from the marriage license. That's all she asked for.
They were able to get a marriage license in another office, which I think was...
No, actually in the same office.
Was it the same office?
Same office. So what happened is Obergefell came down on Friday, June 26, 2015. So on Monday, Kim Davis said she's not going to issue any marriage licenses to anybody because the marriage licenses were shredded, or the laws were shredded by Obergefell, because everything was male-female in the state statutes. And by the way, she's asking for a religious accommodation, and the accommodation is simply remove her name.
But she was following Kentucky law also.
So she gets sued by three couples, and she says, I'm not going to issue any licenses. And so this is when David Moore and David Ermold pop up, and they see her name pop up on social media, and they rush down with their selfies and videos, and they harass her and cajole her, and they insult her. They try to get her mad. She's very calm. They film it, and then they put it up on social media. They never even thought about getting married, but now the charade's begun. So now they become, quote, internet famous, if you will, because they have this viral video. And so they continue to press for a, quote, marriage license from Kim Davis, although they could have gotten it from any other place. In fact, David Ermold drove by every day he went to work by another clerk, and he could have dropped in there and gotten that license. But he wanted this with Kim Davis's name to ridicule her Christian faith.
It's so sad to me that you want vengeance on this sweet Christian woman who has no beef with any of you, is just simply standing for her faith, but they're so bent on getting her. That's really tragic.
So she is dragged into court for contempt for not issuing the licenses, and she goes to jail for six days. She would have been there longer. She says, I'm just not signing this. While she's in prison for these 6 days, a deputy clerk that was one of her several clerks that work in her office actually issued a license to David Ermold and David Moore, but scratched out her name. So they got the license. They got, quote unquote, married. And they were upset because it didn't have Kim Davis's name on it. They wanted her name on the certificate.
So, and that hurt their feelings.
That hurt their feelings. So this is in September now. It's over the Labor Day weekend when this happened. So that's when it occurred, while she's in prison. And so what happens is they go back to the court and they say, hold her in contempt again because the deputy clerk scratched out her name, or she had previously scratched out her name and all they had were these certificates with her name scratched out. And they're arguing that she should put her name on it. The governor is the defendant at the time, Governor Beshear, Stephen Beshear. And he responds to their attempt to hold her in contempt, no, we believe that, he believes that the certificate is valid, even though it has her name scratched off. So he says it's a valid certificate. Well, that's what she had asked for in July. She asked for her name to be removed. Governor Beshear would not allow that accommodation. Then when a certificate was actually issued by a deputy clerk with her name scratched off, Governor Beshear said, that's okay. That meets the criteria. And she was not held in contempt. So they get their license. She gets the accommodation she had asked for by the governor, who wouldn't originally give her the accommodation. So why does the case continue? Well, the case continues, and then she gets an executive order in December that also gives all the clerks, not just Kim Davis, accommodation from the new governor, Governor Matt Bevin. And then she gets it reaffirmed through a unanimously passed legislation in April of 2016. All the clerks now are in the same situation. Their names do not appear on the marriage licenses. That's exactly what Kim asked for. So they continue to press this case, and then it goes to a jury trial in 2023. One jury comes back and says no damages for the other set of plaintiffs that continued their lawsuit. And the jury in question here for Ermold and Moore come back and give $50,000 apiece, a total of $100,000. And there's no basis for it. There's no lost wages. They have no medical treatment, no counseling treatment. They've had no out-of-pocket expenses. They've not done any counseling. So they can't just come in and say, oh, I'm upset, pay me money. They'd have to say, if they're asking for emotional damages, which is what they're doing, emotional damages, they have to show some kind of objective reason why they would have emotional damage. Like if you came in and said, I've got a hurt leg because of the auto accident, you'd have to show information, particularly medical records, why your leg is damaged and why you need to get money to be compensated for that physical injury. If you come in and say, I've got a mental injury, emotional distress, you can't just say, I've got emotional distress, pay me money. You've got to show certain things that are objective that back up your claim. Otherwise, anybody can come in and say, I'm distressed, now pay me. And so the jury inexplicably gave $100,000, and that's when the judge tacked on $260,000. And it's a judgment against Kim Davis personally, against her individually, not in her official capacity. So as her official capacity as a clerk, we asked for a religious accommodation, an accommodation that she actually received in three different ways, by the governor who originally didn't give it, by the new governor, by the legislature. That's all we asked for. Obviously, it's fairly simple. She could have gotten that. But the lower court and the appellate court would not agree that in her official capacity, she has any First Amendment free exercise defense to be accommodated. But, you know, when you go to work and you're working on behalf of the government, you don't lose your constitutional rights. You should be able to get a religious accommodation. And in fact, she got it in three ways. So it's not something that's an insurmountable hurdle to get. She got it three ways. From the governor, the Democrat, from the Republican, from the legislature with a unanimous legislation. Fairly simple. But then they wanted to strip her of the governmental protection, the governmental shield, and they wanted to come after her individually. So that's the case that continued. That was the 2023 litigation. And so now the judgment is against Kim Davis individually, not as an official capacity. Well, as an individual, you have a First Amendment right to a defense that's absolute when someone alleges emotional damages against you. There's a case at the U.S. Supreme Court on that very issue. So Kim Davis should be able to ask for a religious defense, not an accommodation, because an accommodation, you have to look at what kind of accommodation. You have to look at the facts. How do we accommodate you? How do we adjust your role, your duty, so that you're accommodated, but the interest of the state is also achieved? But if you are sued for emotional damages, person to person, private to private, you can raise the First Amendment as a defense if the issue over which you're being sued is something of a public importance. So in this case, same-sex marriage, that was a public issue. She wasn't talking specifically against those individuals. She's talking about, and she's acting regarding the broader public issue. When you're talking about a broad public issue and you're not targeting a particular person for particular characteristics, you're not defaming them, then you have a First Amendment defense as an individual. Well, the court said, no, you don't. That's the case before the U.S. Supreme Court. So pray for the case, because the justices will soon gather in late October to decide to take the case. We need four justices to take the case, five to win. The two issues are Kim Davis should have a First Amendment absolute defense, and secondly, and most importantly, the Obergefell opinion should be overruled. For more information, go to lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.